Next patient is a patient by the name of N, as in this is first name, N-I-E-V-E-S. Last name is Revilla, R-E-V-I-L-L-A. 8-5-25 is the date of birth. Today is 8-22. This is a 98-year-old woman, originally from Harlingen, Texas. That's H-A-R-L-I-G-E-N, Texas, with history of severe dementia, period. In the paragraph, in the past few months, she's become more confused. She's not eating. She gives her food to the cat. And thank you, dear. Oh, yeah. Is having difficulty with mentation, period. In the paragraph, she slept for 24 hours the other day and became very agitated in the evening. Surgery, eye surgery. Social, used to be a smoker, but hasn't smoked for some time. Doesn't over 16 years, doesn't drink alcohol. She's been widowed for some time, has 12 children. Lives with her caretaker, who is his son, for the past 23 years. After husband passed away and used to work for Neiman Marcus, N-E-I-M-A-N-M-A-R-C-U-S, here in Houston area, period. COVID immunization is up to date, allergy, nystatin, medication, lisinopril, 20 milligram a day, fluoxetine, 10 milligram a day, metoprolol, tartrate, 25 once a day, Lipitor, 10 milligram a day, Norvasc, 5 milligram a day, Aricept, 10 milligram a day, Synthroid, 50 microgram a day, social as above, review of system, significant with consistent with advanced dementia, with weight loss, sleeping at times 24 hours a day, incontinent from time to time, increased weakness, not eating, difficulty walking, she's a high risk of fall, and the family tries to keep her in bed as much as possible, period. Allergy, nystatin, I said that. Family history, mom and dad died of old age. An exam, blood pressure is 110 over 60, pulse is 92, respirations 18, heart positive, some positive, two lungs clear, abdomen soft, neck shows longevity, skin shows NASH, skin shows decreased, tergorum, mucosa with an lesion. Assessment here, we have a 98-year-old woman with advanced dementia associated with weight loss, sleeping 24 hours a day from time to time, incontinency, ADL dependency, not eating, confusion, agitation, sundowner syndrome. Patient is no longer able to travel to the doctor. The son is interested in hospice care at home. She definitely meets the criteria for hospice with most likely less than 6 months to live, period. Patient's son would like a hospice physician to take over patient's care and write her mom's regular medication because it's very difficult for her to get in the car and go see her regular physician. This was discussed with son as well. Other morbidities include hyperthyroidism, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, depression, anxiety, and DJD. Thank you.